Daf Lamed Ches. Bai says to Rav Yosef, what's the bracha on kuba, which is troknin, which we had on the previous daf, which is one of those types of breads that was made with flour and water, but it wasn't made like normal bread. So Rav Yosef answers, well, that's not actual bread. It's just, you know, dough that you baked, but in a very different way. So you'd say a mizonos. Marzutra made his meal on kuba, on this type of bread, and he had a whole meal on it. And he said that you should say a motzi and you should bench on it. And he thought that this is the halacha for all these types of breads, that they're made of flour and water, but they're not actual breads. If you eat them as a whole meal, you should bench and wash. Marbar of Ashi says that you can also use them for matzah because they are a type of lechem oni. Marbar of Ashi says that if you have date honey, you would say a shahakal on it because it's just the moisture from the fruit. It's not the fruit itself. And he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. We bring in the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Elazar says that a non-Kohen who accidentally ate date honey has to pay the principal and a fifth. Like we had said before, if you accidentally eat or consume truma, you have to pay the principal and a fifth. But Rabbi Yeshua says you don't have to pay anything at all. Why? Because the fruit juice is not the fruit itself, so there's no problem. There was one of the Tanaim who said to Rava that what's the bracha? He asked, what's the bracha on truma, which is a solid food that you crushed, but you didn't completely mash it. So Rava says, this reminds me of something that Rav Asi says. He says that you're allowed to crush up truma dates, but you're not allowed to turn these dates of truma into beer. Why? Because by beer, that's a complete destruction of the dates, and you're not allowed to destroy truma. However, you can crush the dates because that's just a modified form of the dates. So too, by any crushed food, it would be the same bracha as the food itself. So therefore, the halacha is that if you have crushed dates, you would say a bari pira eitz because it is still considered in the same state. We asked what the bracha is on shetisa, which are these like flour kernels type of thing that they used to eat. Rav says shehakol, Shmuel says mizonos. Rav Chista says they don't actually argue because Shmuel is talking about thick shetisa, and therefore you would say a mizonos because it's made for eating, while Rav is talking about loose shetisa, which is a shehakol because it is made as a medicine. Rav Yosef says, but we have a braisa, he questions it from a braisa that says that you're allowed to stir loose shetisa on Shabbos. But if loose shetisa is just for medicine, then how are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Medicine is usur. Bai says to Rav Yosef, but we know we have a Mishnah that says that you can eat and drink all kinds of food and you can eat and drink all types of food and drink for medicine on Shabbos. And the whole thing is that it has to be eating and drinking normal foods that you would eat during a normal week, because then people will look at you and say, oh, he's just eating and drinking normally. You know, he's not actually doing it for medicine. And by shetisa, we know that that could be just a regular food or drink, and people will see it and say, oh, he's just eating and drinking normally. There's no reason to think it's medicine, so that's why you're allowed to do it. And the reason that we need Rav to teach that we make a bracha of shahakol on the shetisa is because if he didn't teach that, we'd say, oh, you're just eating this for medicine. You're drinking this for medicine. There's no need to say a bracha. We don't have to say a bracha on medicine. However, Rav is coming to teach you that since you're getting benefit hanaf from this loose shetisa, you still have to make a bracha. The Mishnah had said that bread, you would say ha-motzi, and we quote a braisa. The Chachamim say you say ha-motzi, and Rav Nechemia says you only say motzi. Motzi lechem min haaretz. Rava says that they both agree that motzi is past tense, that you brought forth the bread, but they bring different psukim about hamotzi. The Chachamim hold that hamotzi is also past tense, while Rav Nechemia holds that hamotzi is future tense. And the whole thing about the bracha is that hamotzi, it has to be in the past tense, that Hashem brought forth the bread. You can't say Hashem will bring forth the bread, because that doesn't make sense in the bracha. So Rav Nechemia's pasuk says that you should know that I am Hashem who will hamotzi, who will bring you out of Egypt. So that seems to contradict the Chachamim because this pasuk says that Hashem will bring you out of Egypt, hamotzi thereby being future. So Chachamim say, no, you understand that pasuk differently. You have to understand it as saying, you will know that I am Hashem who brought you out of Mitzrayim, hamotzi being in the past tense. Fine. So the Rabbanan praised the son of Rav Zvid to Rav Zera for knowing brachos really well. Rav Zera said, oh, if he's ever in the area, bring him to me. One day he was in the town. They brought the son of Rav Zvid to Rav Zera, and he said, motzi lachman aretz on bread. Rav Zera says, oh, you should have said ha-motzi to teach that the halacha is like the chachamim. But the son of Rav Zvid just, he didn't want to get involved in the machlokas, so he just knew that saying motzi was a safe answer according to both opinions. But the halacha is that we say ha-motzi because ha-motzi is also past tense. The Mishnah had said that we say adama on vegetables, and the Mishnah then goes on to say that you say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz on bread. And the reason that they connected the vegetables and the bread is to teach you that just like bread is transformed through fire, so too the vegetables are transformed through fire. Abai explains what that means is that on cooked vegetables, you would also say Adama. Rav says that cooked vegetables are Adama. Rav Yochanan says they're Shehakol. Rav Chisda says there's no argument here because they're talking about two different things. Rav Yochanan is talking about a vegetable which you normally eat raw. So you'd say Adama on it when it's raw. And then when it's cooked, you would say a Shehakol because that's not the normal way to eat it. And Rav is talking about a vegetable that you would normally eat cooked. So when it's raw, you say a Shehakol. And when it's cooked, you say Adama. So that's why they say two different things about what you say on these cooked vegetables. Because Rav Yochanan says it's normally eaten raw. So you say a Shehakol on the cooked version. And Rav says you normally eat it cooked, so you'd say Adama. So we said that there are foods that are eaten cooked but not raw, right? So we ask a question. We know what foods are that we know the foods that you would eat them cooked but you wouldn't eat raw. And those are cabbage, beets, pumpkin that you'd only eat them cooked. You would never eat them raw. But what are types of foods that you would eat them raw and never cooked? And Rav Nachum Yitzchak says garlic and leeks are two types of food that we'd eat raw and not cooked. So again, Shmuel says cooked vegetables, you say Adam on them. Rav Yochanan says cooked vegetables, you say a Shehakol. Rav Nachman says this is actually the same as another Tanaik Machlokes, where we have a Brisa, that Rav Meir says that you can use matzah that was soaked in water or that was cooked as long as the matzah hasn't dissolved. Rav Yossi says you can use matzah that's been soaked in water, but not if it's cooked, even if it didn't dissolve. So we're trying to say that Rav Meir, who says that cooked matzah retains its same original status as before it was cooked, is the same as Shmuel, who says that cooked vegetables retain their same original status as before they were cooked. And that's why, whether or not the vegetables were cooked or not, you say Adama. However, Rav Yossi, who holds that cooked matzah does not retain its original status, is saying like Rav Yochanan, who also holds cooked vegetables do not retain their original status. And therefore, when you cook them, you say a Shehakol and not a Adama. We say, no, maybe it's only here that Rav Yossi disagrees by the matzah, because by matzah, you need to have the flavor of the matzah, and once you cook it, you lose that flavor. But by vegetables, even Rav Yossi would agree that you say Adama, so that's not a valid proof. Rav Chiya bar Abba says that Rav Yochanan had said that cooked vegetables are Adama, but Rav Binyamin bar Yefes says, no, Rav Yochanan says cooked vegetables are Shehakol. So they're both arguing over what Rav Yochanan says. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, earlier we had quoted Rav Yochanan as saying Shehakol. Ula had quoted Rav Yochanan saying that it was Shehakol. And the reason Ula quoted Rav Yochanan as saying cooked vegetables are Shehakol is because he accidentally went along the lines of Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, is a testimony that you say Shehakol and not Rav Chiya bar Abba. And Zerus wondering, he said, why would Ula even ever think to go like Rav Binyamin bar Yefes over Rav Chiya bar Abba? Rav Chiya bar Abba, he would study and he would chazer and he would go over his things all the time, once a month, he would go through everything, and he was much more careful and much more precise than Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, so there was no reason to go like Rav Binyamin bar Yefes over Rav Chiya bar Abba. Furthermore, Rav Chiya bar Abba says that he saw Rav Yochanan eat a salted olive, which we assume when it's salted, it's not the original status of the olive, and he said a bracha before and after. So this makes sense that if you say Rav Yochanan holds that cooked and salted olives retain their original status, and that's why the first bracha he said was Adama, and he said an Alamechia afterwards, because it's one of the Shiv Aminim. However, if we're saying that Rav Yochanan holds that a cooked vegetable is which has lost its status is really a Shehakol, then what bracha would he have said after eating this olive, which has lost its status by being salted? The problem is that we're trying to assume that Rabbi Yochanan is going like the opinion, which we will quote later on, that says you only say a berei nefashos only on eggs and meat. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds that cooked and salted olives would be a Shehakol, then you would never say a berei nefashos afterwards, and how could Rabbi Yochanan have said a bracha afterwards? So he said, no, maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds like the other opinion that it would require a berei nefashos. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel challenges from a Mishnah, there's general premises about vegetables retaining their status, that we're talking about the vegetables that would work for maror, and you said that you could be yotzi them with their leaves or their stalks, but not if they're pickled, stewed, or cooked, and this implies that cooked vegetables do not retain their original status. And we answered, no, by maror, it's different. Why? Because by maror, you have to retain the same taste, and once you cook it, it loses its taste. Shkayach.